Glamorgan Mansion in Alliance has a new owner. The 5,000-square-foot home on Glamorgan Street was sold at auction Wednesday for $495,000. The owner did not identify himself, but said he plans to renovate the historic structure. The sale included 10 acres of land. An online auction of the contents will run May 13th through the 17th. The mansion was built in 1940 by William H. Morgan, Jr., former president of Morgan Engineering and the son of Colonel William Morgan, who built Glamorgan Castle. The Ohio Supreme Court has heard arguments on whether the Starr County Board of Elections violated the state's Open Meetings Act by meeting privately to consider the purchase of Dominion voting machines. Attorneys for the county and the Washington-based group Look Ahead America made their cases Wednesday. It's not clear when justices will issue a ruling. The Elections Board met in closed-door sessions from December 2020 to March 2021 to discuss the purchase of the machines. Commissioners later approved buying the machines due to a court order. Look Ahead America filed suit in 2021. Commissioners were dismissed as defendants. Rite Aid plans to close another local store. The chain announced in federal bankruptcy documents the closure of 16 locations, including one on 12th Street Northeast in Canton. Its final day will be June 16th. Rite Aid filed for bankruptcy in October. The Canton store, the sixth in Stark County to close since last fall. Breeze Airways adding nonstop service to Myrtle Beach, South Carolina from Akron-Canton Airport. The low-cost carrier says the seasonal route will be available Wednesdays and Saturdays beginning June 22nd. There will be special introductory one-way fares of $39. Breeze began service at CAK and other airports in 2021. A Los Angeles route slated to begin next month. A Lawrence Township woman charged with stealing funds from an elderly man, 71-year-old Crystal Donahoe, turned herself in Wednesday in Massillon Municipal Court. She was wanted on a warrant charging her with forgery and theft from a person in a protected class. Donahoe was released after posting bond. She allegedly forged the victim's signature on the back of a check written to him for more than $17,000. Donahoe reportedly deposited the funds into her bank account. The activity occurred between July 2022 and last December. Knox Township man charged in a fatal two-vehicle crash in Carroll County learned his punishment Wednesday. 55-year-old Douglas Mackey pleaded no contest in February, three counts of vehicular manslaughter. He was given a suspended sentence, 3 years probation, and community service. He was also ordered to continue counseling. Highway Patrol said Mackey's truck went left of center on Route 542 in Monroe Township last April and hit a vehicle driven by 60-year-old Randy Simmons of East Liverpool. Simmons and his pastors, 18-year-old Tina Shetler and 16-year-old Kenneth Shetler of Hammondsville, died in the wreck. The victim's family members requested Mackey not receive any jail time. Woman is appealing her 8-year prison sentence for escaping from the Eastern Ohio Correctional Center in Lisbon. 38-year-old Ashley Crowley of Youngstown filed the appeal in the 7th District Court. She was sentenced in February after pleading guilty to escape, theft, felonious assault, vehicular assault, and drug possession. Crowley escaped from the lockup last August and stole a car at a nearby pizza shop. She ran over the foot of the vehicle's owner during the theft. Crowley was arrested by U.S. Marshals in Youngstown nearly 2 months later. Teachers in the Youngstown School District officially have a new contract. A 2-year agreement with the Youngstown Education Association approved Tuesday by the school board. Union members ratified the deal Friday. They'll receive a 2.5% raise in each year. Teachers will also pay an additional 1% toward the cost of their health insurance, increasing the amount to 11%. The Dean of Students for the Youngstown School District will not be returning next year. The Board of Education decided Tuesday not to renew the contract of Shivas Whipple. WKBN-TV reports his agreement expires at the end of the current academic year. He's also the head basketball coach at East High School. In February, he was captured on video pushing a girl into a vehicle. He's charged with domestic violence and criminal damaging or endangering. He's on paid administrative leave, a pretrial hearing scheduled for May 30th. 10 to 15 years in prison for a Youngstown man charged with possession of cocaine and fentanyl. 43-year-old Brian James pleaded guilty in February to the charges connected with a 2022 investigation by the Mahoning Valley Law Enforcement Task Force. Search warrants were served at two homes owned by James in Youngstown. He was secretly indicted by a grand jury in November. Republican legislative leaders in Ohio negotiating with Democrats to assure President Biden appears on the state's November ballot. GOP Senate President Matt Huffman said Wednesday's discussed with both parties and both chambers how to address the fact the Democratic convention occurs after Ohio's ballot deadline. House Speaker Jason Stevens advocated for permanently moving back the deadline, which has tripped up candidates of both parties over the years. Ohio's Secretary of State Frank LaRose says a solution must be reached by May 9th.